Okay.
I like the sound.
Yeah, it's very soothing. The Gemara is talking about a situation where someone comes to the table and finds the Zimun is already in progress. The different possibilities as to what he's supposed to respond. The Gemara says, oh, it's Machlokas. Do you say Amen or do you say Baruch Umavorach? Let's take a look at the Rashis. Go ahead, Avi.
One of them comes from the shuk and finds that the three of them are or in the middle of a zimun. So baruch mubarak the low matzim the beimar shalchan and mishalav, because he doesn't. You don't say that because I shalchan and mishalav because he ate.
Echa right, ba matzah and echa min hashuk, ba umatzah shlosha shahayu mizamin. So what does he say? According to one sheet, he says baruch mubarak the low matzim the beimar shalchan and mishalav. Why not?
Because he didn't eat.
He didn't eat. How can he say the one who's being mezamein calls out? He says, "Rabosai nevareich, let us bless God." Yishem Hashem rachmat haolam. Pashos rabanan 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 rotsai nevareich shachal nemishalo. Baruch shachal nemishalo. Tochein all things about eating. How could he respond by saying, yeah, Baruch Shechal Mishal Tachayinu. It's a sheker. Blessed is God from whose bounty we just ate. It's not true. This guy didn't eat anything. So therefore, he would say, Baruch Mavorach. Okay, good.
Right. So
there's another Rashi over there.
How to call my Baruch Mavorach?
Right. When the Shita that says he said that the proper response is Baruch Mavorach. That's when kide ashkechin hu dekaomar hamezamein nevarich. Right, you hear him say rabosai nevarich, and then what? Yishem Hashem barach me'atav v'olam. Rishus marnam rabanam rabosai nevarich shachal nemishlo. And then when everyone else would be saying baruch shachal nemishlo tzvachayinu, that's what they'd be saying. You would say basically baruch umavorach. We'll see in a minute that. Might be a different gear, so, but as far as the Gemara is concerned, that's what you'd be saying. Is when you heard the call to arms, when you heard the mezamein call out, and everyone else was answering, you can't say what they're saying. You can't say baruch shachalnu, but apparently you have to say something. So you say baruch umavarach, blessed is God. Right? Okay. Next Rashi.
Did we finish that one?
We finished one.
Right.
Aval Ashkechinu, we didn't finish, I'm sorry. Aval Ashkechinu de Onu Baruchu, but if he hears them answering Baruchu, Basrayu Amen. Responds by saying Amen. So a couple of things here. First, let's look at Tosfos. See Tosfos, Rav Zvid Omar, Baruchu Umavorach. First of all,
first of all,
I don't think Rav Zvid is cited that way in the Gemara, is he? What does Rav Zvid say in, as far as the Gemara goes?
Baruch
Mavorach, not what? Baruch Mavorach. So that's noteworthy that Tosus has that gear. So, but then he continues, Ubahag Pasach, go ahead. Good. So the Bahag has an entirely different girsa. Baruch umavorach shemo tamid li'olam va'ed. By the way, that's the girsa that you find lahalacha. This girsa. Baruch umavorach shemo tamid li'olam va'ed. Baruch umavorach shemo tamid li'olam va'ed.
And that's Tosfos.
He says it's the Bahag's Girsa. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, for example, this is the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Tzadi Chet. Shlosha she'ochlu v'heim mevorchem. Three people ate, and now they're benching. This is a practical halacha, by the way. This could happen fairly often. doesn't necessarily mean that you came in off the street. It could be that you're there and you just didn't eat with them. Say three, four people sitting together, three guys ate, one guy didn't, and now they're benching. So you got to respond during the Zimun, as we'll see in a minute, because it's not appropriate to listen to them say, let's bless God, and he says nothing. So he didn't eat with them. Im nichnas kesha omer ha-mevorech nevarech shachalnu mishalo. If he hears the mezamin saying, Ramasai nevarech, Yishem Hashem Yivarach, Yatav Adalam, Rishos, Maranam, Maranam, Rasai nevarech, Shachalnu mishalo, Rosh Shachalnu mishalo, Tzavach ha-inu. If he hears the mezamin saying some form of nevarech shachalnu mishalo, right, nevarech shachalnu mishalo, Ona Acharav, instead of saying what the Tzibur says, Baruch Shechalnu, right? Is everyone with me? No. You come in and they're benching. You're not benching. You didn't eat. You're not required to bench. But now they're saying the Zimun. So you can't sit through the Zimun and not say anything. Why? Because the Mezamin is getting up and saying, okay, let's praise God. And you say, I'm not interested. Not for me. Can't do that. It's not proper. So if you come in and you hear him saying, Nivarech Shachalnu Mishalo, let us praise the one from whom we've eaten, what should your praise, what should your response be? Well, at that point, everyone else is saying, Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo Tuachayinu. So at that point, you say, Baruch, and here the Mechaber has the Bahag's gear, so essentially, without the word, who? Baruch Umavarach Shemo Tamid Li'alom Va'et. But v'im nichnas kesha'achirim onim baruch she'achalnu mishalo. In other words, now you come in there and you hear their response. You didn't hear his call to arms. You heard their response. You know, as you walk in a second later. You follow? In the first instance, you're coming in, you're hearing the mevarech say, okay, let's bless God. In the second instance, you're coming in, you're already hearing them respond to him, but you didn't hear his charge. So in that case, you say, Amen. Because what are you responding to? You're responding to the fact that everyone's saying, Baruch Shechal Mishalot Tavachinu. It'd be like I said, Baruch Rich Rachman Adahai Pita. You say, Amen. Baruch Hashem Elokim Elok Olam Borei Pi Eitz. You say, Amen. You heard someone say a bracha, you heard someone praise Hashem, you just gotta say amen. Yeah, I'm down with that. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. Right? Because you're saying that's MS. You're saying you believe that. You're saying that's true. That praise that God is being praised with is true. That's a correct praise. I'm on board with that. But in the first instance, apparently.
Lifting up.
Sing along.
Oh, he takes him to the tree.
Oh, I don't know what that was. It's a little suspicious.
He's ready for his stuff.
Okay, and I guess you'll have to have some patience. Yes. Is it okay?
Yeah. Yeah. But they're going to be back in like 10 minutes.
Oh, you don't want to just wait until the end of the year and then take care of it? Not that
they didn't tell me, and I don't think they realized, but I have to pick up the chef from the subway and just bring him to one spot.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm doing it. I don't know why I'm doing it. But
I mean, we don't want, for those that are still here, so the Mechaber says again, Shalosh Achlo V'hi Mevarchen V'nichnas Echad Shelo Achal. Im nichnas kesha'omar mevarech nevarech shechal mishalo. You do what you gotta do. To let you know. Okay. Oni acharav baruch mevarech shemo tamil olam vet. Im nichnas kesha'achirim onim baruch shechalnu mishalo. Oni acharehem amen. Then the Ramah says v'chein b'chol abrachos shalom shemeya chayiv lanos amen. This is a general rule. You hear someone say a bracha, it's not appropriate not to respond by saying amen. You have a chance to say, yes, I agree, I affirm, that's true. And you don't, you're doing something wrong. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah, just very quickly, makes the following observation. Why is it that you have to be on acharav baruch shemo? I'm sorry, baruch and baruch shemo to me little bad. The aimen haroi shiya adam etzol chabura shemizamnin atzman liten shevach vahodaya la Hashem yisbarach. Vahu yimna mizeh. It's not proper that a person be sitting in the midst of a group that's giving praise to Hashem and he just stands there and does nothing. That's not proper. Then, if he comes in when Achirim are on him, Ratzalomer da Azlo Yuchalanos Baruch Mavarach Shemo Tamil Lomved, Kim Cholo Shamam Piamazamin, Shabik Sholavarech. When do you have to answer Baruch Umavarach Shemo Tamil Lomved? When you heard the Mazamin say, okay, let's everyone praise God. But if you come in and they're saying Baruch Shacham Shalot Vachayinu, so what can you say? You can't say Baruch Mavarach Shem Ultimate, because that's a response. That's a response to the Mavarach saying, let's praise God. So what can you do at that point? All you can do is say Amen. You follow? Isaac? No? Are you with me at all? Avi, you with me or are you ready with the A-train?
No.
You don't have to go. Okay, good. Disaster averted. All is well with the world. Chef will get to his destination. People will eat. What's that? Take a bus?
Yeah.
From where? From here?
Is there a subway station on Broadway?
Subway?
Actually, don't engage in people. Some, a lot do, but most, a lot of them don't.
So let me ask you this question. This is the halacha as we presented it, based on this Gemara. If you come in and you hear people responding, then you say Amen. If you hear him, the Mezamin, call everyone to respond, then you say Baruch Mavarach. But the halacha is that if you come in to shul, and you hear Baruch, yes. By the way, the Prisha over here says essentially what the Mishnah Berurah summarizes, although the Prisha uses some stronger language. So you know why it is that you must respond when you hear the mezamin, call everyone to respond and to follow him into benching, as it were. It's because if you don't do that, it's like you're a kofar. Kofar, it's like you're denying the veracity of what everyone else is saying. Everyone, he's saying, Rabbi Sayyid, Reich, Yishim, Shavach, Tavalam. And you're not saying anything. Everyone is saying God's blessed and he gave us such good food and we really appreciate everything that God provides for us, and you say nothing. That's like your kofar. And this is the Prisha over here, Kuf Tzadi Chet. What's the matter? Kuf Tzadi Chet, see if cotton bays. You know when you really require to say Baruch Mavarach Shemo Tamil Lomved? That's when you heard a fellow who's mezamin call out and say, let's bench, let's praise God. Then you have to answer, because that's what everyone else is doing here. But as yenir kekofer, im lo gam kein yitin bracha. If you don't also do it, it's going to sound like you're being kofer. But if you come in when everyone else is responding, then it's not so apparent that you're not responding to his battle cry. You weren't there. You just hear what they're saying. You're hearing them praise God. Okay, so now you have to say Amen. Now you have to say, okay, yes, that's true. And the Ramah says that's not only the case here, but it's really the case everywhere. So how about when you hear Baruch Hu and Shul? What's the halacha there? We do Baruch Hu. In the middle of Shachris, right after Yishtabach, they do Baruch Hu. What's the halacha over there? Chazan says Baruch Hu, and how do we respond? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Leilam Ved, right? So let's say you come in. What's that?
No, you respond to that.
Yeah, so let's say you come in now, and you don't hear the Chazan saying,
but you hear everyone else.
You hear everyone else saying. So what do you think there?
Well, everyone does still respond.
Let's say you're coming in though, And you never hear the Chazan say Baruch.
No, I'm saying like I don't know the halacha, but I do know like if that would happen, like I just know that people.
Oh, are you saying it based on
like nowadays, like people they would walk in and they don't even hear the Chazan say it, but they hear everyone else say that last part, like they'll just say it anyways.
Okay, so why is that
right,
different?
But what should you do?
No, that's correct.
But you are supposed to say.
Yeah, but why is that different?
Oh. Why?
Why is that different?
Why is it different than?
Why is it different than Zimun? In Zimun, if I don't hear him say it, I don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot Tamil.
Oh, right.
I only say Amen.
Because it's also a statement, what you're saying, too.
What do you mean?
Baruch Hu Baruch Baruch.
Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Baruch.
Right, so that's a statement. You're saying Baruch Hashem.
Right. Right. I could say that. I could say that.
It's
then
a
it's not
within itself.
Right.
You can say
it's not.
Also.
It's not. It's not.
Right.
It's
so
not a specific response to everyone. You know, the reason why I would say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot Tamil is because everyone else is responding to him saying Rabbi Sinai Mareich. They're responding. They're saying he's saying let's bless God, and this is the blessing that they're offering.
It's not a response in the other.
Well, it's in response to that Baruch Hu, but it's in and of itself. It's a bracha. In other words, the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemot Tamil takes the place of. You can't say Baruch Shechal Mishlo. You have to say something. Baruch Baruch Shemot Tamil Vayed. But if you're not there, you don't have to respond because it's a response to his saying, let's make a bracha. We're going to do this together. We're going to bench together. Let's get busy. Over here, that's not what's happening. What's he saying? He's saying Baruch Was Hashem, Baruch Was Hashem Baruch, and they're saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Tamil Vayed. They're also praising God. He's praising God and they're praising God. So their statement is in and of itself something that's appropriate for him to say also. It's not necessarily a direct reaction to what the Chazan said. So you don't have to say Amen in that case. I want to see if I could find that halacha quickly. Where was that halacha? Second. Of course. Where is it? The Torah. See, maybe at least we can find it in the Torah. I don't have the Shulchan Aruch here. What is that? Atika? Yeah, so here's the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is in Sifkatan Gimel in Siman Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin, Sifkatan Gimel. Vim Ein Sham Asara. No, I'm sorry. Sifkatan Beis. Vim Lo Shama Echad Me'ashatz. Kisha Amar Baruchu. Guy walks into Shul right as the Tzibor is answering. He misses the Chazan saying Baruch, when he gets the response of everyone else instead. Rak Shama Mihakahol Sha'amru Baruch Hashem Hamavarach Yom Ved. What should he do? Onei Mohim Gamkein. He responds like them, Baruch Hashem Baruch Yom Ved. Alam Shama Mehashatz Lavad. Okay, Sha'one, but let's say now he hears the shots saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Yom Ved. Right? First the shots, then the Chazan, then the shots repeats what the Chazan repeats what the Tzibur said. Sorry, I think I said something that wasn't so clear. First the Chazan, then the Tzibor, then the Chazan again. So if you came in when the Tzibor was answering the Chazan, that you could respond along with them. You don't have to have heard that from the Chazan initially, because what they're saying, like Avi said, is independently acceptable, independently appropriate. It's a praise. It's not necessarily in reaction to what he said, or it's not in direct reaction. However, if you only hear the Chazan now repeating what the Tzibor said, meaning the second time Baruch Hashem Baruch Leilam Ved is being said, so what should you do then? Then you say Amen. Kisha'one Baruch Hashem Baruch Leilam Ved, lo yana imo, don't say that with him, rak yana Amen, because in that case, his repeating of it is basically just affirming what they said. His repeating of what they said is just to include himself in that group, basically. He's basically including himself in a group of people that made a blessing. But he didn't hear that blessing. So he can't say the same thing. He could just say, Amen. It's funny. It's the same words.
Right?
Same words, but over here, because the role that it plays is really a reaction to what was said previously, it's not appropriate for them to, not appropriate for this guy who just walked in to say it with the Chazan. He could say, Amen. Because in this case, it's like the benching case, where he hears Baruch Hashem Baruch Shechal Mishalot Tevachayinu. Forget about the fact that he can't say Baruch Shechal Mishalot Tevachayinu. He doesn't say Baruch Mavorach because he didn't hear the original trigger. So over here, he didn't hear the original trigger either. He's hearing just the Chad's repetition. He should just say on me. So in that regard, it is the same. Just the previous step is different for the reason that we mentioned. Right, very good. Okay, I apologize if it was a little convoluted, but hopefully at this point, everyone sees the two cases. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Tomorrow, we'll be another, we'll move on to the next little piece down here at the bottom. And that is Ha'one Omein Achar Brechosov. The very case that you asked me about, what happens? The person says Omein to his own bracha. When is that? It's 1, 2, 4 lines up from the bottom. Ha'one Omein Achar Brechosov. Okay? All right. Adka. No, not in this case.
No?
No.